I am Plant on the Line. This is thecommentary.ca. The popular television chef Michael Smith joins me now, the host of the Food Network Canada Chef at Home, Chef at Large, and The In Chef, is here with a new book, The Best of Chef at Home, Essential Recipes for Today's Kitchen. It's a gorgeously photographed book containing easy, simple recipes. They also allow for some freestyling where one could make additions owing to circumstance or whatever is in your kitchen or pantry. Michael Smith's new series, Chef Abroad, just had its second season premiere, and sometime next year I understand he'll be on Iron Chef America. His previous books include Chef at Home, which was a bestseller. This book is published by Whitecap. He lives on Prince Edward Island, but joins me from here in Vancouver. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Michael Smith. Good morning, Chef Smith.
Good morning.
You know, a lot of people, have friends of mine of the sort, are looking forward to this. They're huge fans of yours. Do you realize how popular you are across the country?
Well, I guess that's a tough question to answer. I guess I know that we get great ratings, and I've certainly met lots and lots of folks over the years that enjoy what we do. But then again, I live in rural Prince Edward Island. I don't really drink the Kool-Aid, so that's a double-edged question.
Yeah, my dad is a huge fan of yours. He watches. He liked the Chef at Large program.
Awesome.
Yeah. Did you still do that? I mean, you know, you're doing Chef Abroad now. Is programs like Chef at Home, Chef at Large, do you still do those?
Actually, no. We did two seasons of Chef Abroad. I've traveled around the globe 5 times in the last 2 years, but decided recently that I just don't want to do that anymore. It takes a lot out of you, that kind of travel, and frankly, I'd rather stay at home on Prince Edward Island with my family.
And the Chef at Home, that's at your actual house, right?
Chef at Home is filmed in a friend's house. That's okay. Not my actual house. It belongs to a good friend of ours, not very far from where I live on Prince Edward Island.
A couple of things in the news here. You were involved in a situation with Twitter, and I'd read about it, and it was just an insidious situation. Did you ever figure out who that was impersonating you?
We haven't figured it out now. Frankly, we're not even pursuing it anymore. I think it's kind of amusing at this point. I'm not even sure if the site is up or not. I've sort of moved on to my own Twittering and kind of enjoying it. It's not that, it's kind of fun. It's a good time.
A question I had that someone asked me to ask you, and I don't, well, I mean, I guess you can look it up online, but how tall are you?
I am precisely 2 meters tall.
2 meters. Now, the key to this book, and as I said, it's a gorgeously photographed book, is that we'd all have these ingredients in our kitchen or in our pantry. What are the essentials for you? Let's say you were having to build a kitchen, say, what would you want in terms of ingredients and the sort?
You know, beyond just thinking about the essentials of the kitchen, I think the book, first and foremost, our goal is to help you get comfortable in your kitchen, whatever kitchen you have. And that really is 90% of cooking. There's a fundamental decision that we make when we begin to cook for ourselves and for our family. And that decision, in of itself, is truly what it's all about. It's more important who's at the table than what's on the table. In other words, I think that we sometimes focus a bit too much on perfection in the world of food or whether we're following a recipe correctly or not. And frankly, none of those things matter. They pale in significance to the essence of just simply deciding, I'm going to cook for myself and my family. It's a very, very powerful thing. And you can do it regardless of what's in your kitchen.
So let's say we're going to the grocery store. We've got nothing in our kitchen at all. What would you get that's essential?
Well, I'm not so sure anything is essential, really. I mean, I don't mean to sound disingenuous or duck the question, but you know, when we talk about things that are essential, we begin to suggest that if we don't have them, that we've got a problem. And I don't think of it that way. I mean, if I was at the grocery store with an empty shopping cart, I would head straight for the fruits and vegetables, and I'd fill it up with every color of the rainbow, and I'd work as hard as I could to make sure that those flavors were local and organic. And I would stay away from the processed food in the grocery store. In other words, if there's ingredients in the food that you can't pronounce, you really shouldn't be eating them. And it's so much healthier for you and your family and your community and our environment when we cook for ourselves and don't allow factories somewhere else to do it for us. you know, and all of that, if we want to delve deeper into that and discover things that are essential, well, that's a choice that we can make. But frankly, I don't think that anything's really essential other than fundamentally deciding that you're going to cook for your own family and not allow some factory somewhere to do it for you.
Did you grow up on PEI?
I didn't, actually. I grew up in New York State, upstate New York. I am a Canadian, but grew up down in New York.
It just seems like a great place to live and visit, is it?
We are truly blessed to live on Prince Edward Island. In essence, we're a giant farm surrounded by sandy beaches floating in the ocean. It's a chef's paradise. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to live and be.
And everything's available for you as a chef in terms of ingredients and the sort?
Oh, absolutely. We retain a strong connection to our farming tradition and our fishing tradition, so we've got lots of great local ingredients, and we've got great supermarkets and farmers markets and local markets that share with us all the various things that I like to cook with.
Do you have appliances like a deep fryer or a bread maker in your kitchen?
I have appliances, sure I do, but I don't have a deep fryer, of course not, and I do have a bread machine, but it's sitting up on the shelf, and it's quite dusty. I haven't used it in quite some time since I stumbled onto the no-need bread revolution, which is encompassed in the recipe for bread in my new cookbook.
Yeah. Do you find that bread is something that people find daunting to make at home?
It is. Bread is certainly a touchstone for many of us when it comes to home cooking. It can be a bit daunting and intimidating, and I certainly understand why. It does require a level of technical expertise beyond just, you know, whipping up a salad or grilling some fish. Having said that, bread is also fundamentally a part of humanity, and it is fundamentally easy to do. You can do it. It's not something unapproachable or unattainable at all. I mean, humans have been baking bread for thousands of years. There's no reason we can't do it today.
Do you eat out a lot?
Well, I travel a lot, so yes, when I'm traveling, I do eat out a lot. But while I'm home, I much prefer to just cook and hang out with my family and friends.
Have you got a favorite place in Vancouver that you like to go to?
You know, I actually have quite a few. I think that Vancouver is just one heck of a food city. It's a very special food city, and largely not because of the fine dining restaurants here. I mean, I think that all great cities have very good fine dining, sort of the top-end chefs. Vancouver is certainly blessed with many, many of those. But I think what makes Vancouver such a wonderful food city is sort of the next tier down. Restaurants like Cactus Club or Earl's or Joey's and places like that, and all the sort of wonderful ethnic influence that there's here in Vancouver, all of that adds up to making this one of the best food cities in North America, really. Now, having said that, I'm particularly impressed by Rob Clark and what he does at sea. He inspires so many of us across Canada. He really is an amazing chef and has got a lot of us thinking very, very hard about sustainable seafood choices. And I respect Rob Clark very, very much. He's a real influence for many of us.
There's a recipe in the book for fried chicken. And to fry the chicken, you say that you should use shortening. You were in McLean's, I think, a week or so ago.
That's right.
About pie crusts, and you don't use shortening in pie crusts?
I don't. No, I use butter.
Yeah.
I use butter. I have to say that, I think if you read carefully in the book, I suggest that shortening's a choice for that sort of classic fried flavor, but you know, shortening is very rarely a good choice. I forget the exact words I use in the recipe, but I think that's perhaps the only recipe in the entire book that calls for shortening.
And what is it about it that makes it good for frying?
It's scientifically designed to be good for frying, in essence.
Yeah. Huh. It seems like you've been on TV forever. How many years has it been that you started with the Inn Chef, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess it's it's more than 10 years now. We're on series number 4, and beginning to work on series number 5. We're going to sort of evolve Chef at Home a bit. We're loosely calling it Chef at Home Part 2, working title. We haven't quite figured out what we're going to call it, but we're having so much fun with Chef at Home that I think we're going to continue with that project.
And you still enjoy doing it?
I do. Are you kidding? It's a ton of fun. It truly is. I'm so blessed to work in this business. And partly I often say that it's very much we. I'm part of a great team of people, and there's easily 35 of us that work on the show. And sometimes it's important to note that 34 of them work in the television industry, and I still believe that I work in the food business. So I guess I say that because I'm just so blessed to be in a position to help inspire Canadian families to cook real food for themselves.
I watch Chef at Home. They've got it on. Sometimes I watch it at lunch. And the one thing that's always struck me is that you seem to enjoy doing it, that you like making the meals that you do. How long does it take to film a show like that, a half an hour?
It's 22 minutes and 30 seconds, and it takes us a full day.
Yeah. And did you watch other programs, like other TV?
You know, I don't. I don't actually have television at home.
Really?
We don't watch television. Well, we have a great big blue, you know, great big LCD screen, but it's only hooked up to a Blu-ray player. I quite literally don't have cable or satellite or any way of watching Food Network in my own home. It's just not part of our lifestyle, frankly.
And you've already done the Iron Chef America program?
Yes, we filmed in July, and as I understand it, it's going to air in late January.
And I can't ask you what happened, right?
Oh, you sure can.
But you won't tell us, though, right?
That's right.
Yeah. What are you doing with the Olympics? Are you participating there somehow?
I am, yes. I'm working with a group of chefs from a company called Sodexo, and we are helping to cook for all of the athletes of the world, sharing quite a few wonderful Canadian flavors, and we're also working with McDonald's. They'll be there sharing a menu of their favorites.
You dedicate this book, The Best of Chef at Home, to your partner Rachel and your son Gabe. What sort of foods do they like eating out of this book?
Well, Rachel's a vegetarian, which means that I largely am, and my son Gabe is as well. Quite simply, I describe myself as a vegetarian who eats meat, which is a bit of an oxymoron, but really what that means for me and our family is that vegetables come first. We always plan our meals around our vegetables. In most cases, we don't eat meat. Very rarely do we eat meat. I weeks go by and we don't cook meat in our house. More fish than meat by a long shot. And I'd say most days, no meat or fish at all. It's just all vegetables and vegetable protein sources. And I have to say I feel better and lighter than I've ever felt in my whole life.
Do you cook on book tour? Do you miss cooking at all?
Yes and no. Frankly, when I'm talking about my book, I'm not really talking about the book. I think that there's way more important things to talk about in the world of food than my book. And when I'm sharing time with an audience, I'm there not because of the book, I believe, but because of a sort of universal message that we share. And I think that time is much better spent thinking and talking about the role of food in our world today and not at all spent on a specific recipe or the details of a particular cookbook, frankly.
Do you find that it's a trend in terms of eating sustainably, eating locally across the country in your travels? Do you find that people are getting savvy to that?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's well beyond trend. It's a movement. It's part of who we are. It's woven into our culture. We're doing a much better job at that. I want to be very clear that it's not doom and gloom. We have made some serious changes in our approach to food. Having said that, there's still a lot of challenges that remain, but we're moving forward. For instance, I just spent a couple of hours in a fourth grade classroom here in Vancouver with Project Chef, with a team of very dedicated teachers and chefs that were engaging students in a 5-day long food class. And that sort of thing is happening all across Canada, not just here in Vancouver. So I believe that we've turned the corner and we have begun to re-engage with our food, and we're beginning not to take it for granted as much as we have in the past.
Michael, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. We've, as I said, been long fans of your programs. Continued good luck with this book.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. The book is called The Best of Chef at Home, Essential Recipes for Today's Kitchen. It's published by Whitecap. Do check out Chef Abroad. You can watch that on Food Network Canada. Chef Michael Smith on the line in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plana.